How many of you have listened to an old harp, zither, or lyre play an old tune from the past? And immediately when it starts to play, you're there again. Raise your hand. It's the way it works. Now turn to your neighbor and tell them what you've learned, if anything. Now you should know that associative memory also has within it an emotional memory, that the emotional memory is what brings back, if an old song is played, it brings back memories start flooding in that have been associated with the song, and the body remembers the feeling. It is the same associative memory that is part and parcel responsible for the imprint of your DNA. In other words, it's associative memory that you pass on in the flesh to your generations. Now, associative memory causes you to be an old person. Associative memory causes you to be sick. Associative memory causes you to reach the peak of your youth and you go downhill from that because you don't really change after that. And so, associative memory is the agreement that everyone has. And as long as that runs the program in the body decays. Associative memory says that if you have always fatalistic thoughts about yourself, or if you're always condemning yourself, if you're always comparing yourself, if you are being a victim of your program, then that causes irregularities in cell growth and brings on diseasement. Cancer is the war of the cells on the body. And so sooner or later you're going to get sick and you're going to die. What causes true rejuvenation of life is the concept of embarking upon an unknown adventure. Never in your life had you had felt more alive, felt more keenly aware of your senses, felt more fulfilled than when you had a daring challenge in front of you and you were asked to engage it. Never do you feel better than when you're doing that. That is embracing the unknown. And embracing the unknown, you live longer in that one moment than it does for the rest of your life living in associative memory, because you are doing an unknown. Every cell in your body is at its keenest. Every cell in your body is more alive as when it was a little child. So a person who becomes the master becomes younger. They start an inward glow. There is an inward flame to them. The inward flame is their consciousness, truly waking up and truly being aware of frontal lobe. They become younger because they are in the process of changing their life through purposeful, intentional design. That change is both threatening and thrilling, both T's. Most people do not like to change because they like the dependability upon the stability of their life. Every day they wake up and they can depend that their life is a certain way. Even though it grows old, it's dependable, and that brings a modicum of security. So people do not change. They do not open their mind to new thoughts, new concepts, new ideas, because it changes the predictable modicum of their life. And people want security is because they're ignorant and they are uncertain of their own power. If every human being knew that God lived within them, and if every human being on the face of the planet had a 90-day crash course in God, everyone would be changing. Everyone. And everyone would be happy. Everyone would be joyful. Everyone would know love. Everyone.